glad you're here. Delicious Rita, knowing you're near. So good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Come, let us sing for joy. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. That's Jesus. Hey, happy Thursday to you. Yep, here we are, the eighth day of September 2016. Fred, how are you? It's Joey Kroll with you. Yep, go ahead and pull yourself up a chair here to the table of fellowship. Take your coat off and get comfortable. Plus, you don't need to be wearing a coat anyways. A little too warm for that. But, hey, good to see you. I hope you are blessed today, blessed this week. It's already Thursday. I know we had Monday off with Labor Day. And, you know, I've always said, you know, whenever we have a Monday off, that just throws me off. That really does. And I guess kind of in a good way, but when garbage day for us, pickup day is Friday, but whenever there's a holiday, it's the next day, which is Saturday. And so we put it out on Friday, and then we're like, oops, you know, we go home from work on Friday. Oh, it's really tomorrow. It was a holiday this week. It just throws you off. But that's okay. I mean, anytime where we can have a Monday off, sign me up for that. Friend, good to fellowship with you today. I'll tell you what, I guess if you've been listening to Mark and Friends this week, it's the overdose of Joey Kroll. How about that? Oh, yes. Thank you to Mark Burns, who actually came out to my brand new church, which I'll share here in a second, this past Sunday, and he recorded my very first sermon at our brand new church in Decatur, Galilee Baptist Church, where they called me to be their senior pastor, and we're excited about that. We had our first Sunday, of course, this last Sunday. Mark was there. He's just a sweet guy to really support me and my family. It was a very nice surprise. So he was there to record the sermon. He played it on Tuesday and yesterday, so you can go back and listen to that through the audio archives if you would like. But yeah, so we started this past Sunday, just overwhelming welcome from our church family, and we're excited. But if you can't be praying for us, this is a brand new adventure. You know, we were serving at a church for about four and a half years. I was serving as the teaching pastor or the associate pastor, and we just felt this nudge that the Lord was calling us to serve in a larger capacity, in a different capacity in his church. And and lo and behold, God called us to Galilee Baptist Church in Decatur, and we'll still continue our Thursdays together and my duties here at Great News Radio. That does not get affected at all. But yeah, be praying for our family, and if you are ever in the Decatur area, come fellowship and worship Jesus with us. Amen. Hey, lots of great stuff coming up this week. First Baptist Church in Savoy begins their entrusted Beth Moore Bible study of 2 Timothy tonight at 6 o'clock. Beth Moore is a dynamic Bible teacher for ladies, and they're going to be studying her book, Entrusted. It's a Bible study, again, on 2 Timothy. First Baptist Church in Savoy, located at 1602 South Prospect Avenue, right there in Savoy. More details, just visit their website, fbc-cs.org. That's fbc-cs.org. Also coming up tomorrow morning, Windsor Road Christian Church in Champaign beginning their precept Bible study of Colossians, Philemon, and Jonah. Tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., Windsor Road Christian Church, located at 2501 West Windsor Road in Champaign. And lots of other great stuff coming up as well. I encourage you to take a look at our event calendar page at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up here in just a couple of moments, you know, I'll tell you what, there are some truths in God's word that that we love, you know, the stuff that will make you feel good, how we're going to spend eternity with God and how he loves us, where scripture passages like where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. We all love those types of passages, but there are other passages that just don't get us that excited, like loving our enemies. And pray for those who persecute you. Oh, yeah. Those are the truth passages that that are like Brussels sprouts. So today we're going to have some Brussels sprouts, if you allow me to serve some today. And we're going to talk about loving our enemies. That's coming up here in just a couple of moments right here on today's edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. I'll tell you what, in America today, it's funny, we love everything, don't we? I mean, think about all the ways you can use that four-letter word during a given week. I mean, we love hamburgers, praise the Lord. We love our children. We love puppies. We love ice cream. We love college football, spring days, vacations, and a gazillion of other things, right? I mean, isn't it amazing that with the wealth of words we have at our disposal, we use the same term to describe our feelings about a hot dog as we do to describe our relationship with our mother. I mean, surely we can't feel the same way about that cat video on YouTube as we do our own children, right? See, most of the time we use the word love to describe anything that makes us feel good at a given moment. I mean, if you really think about it, here in 2016, with that definition, it's no wonder we fall out of love with people at the same rate we fall out of love with certain kinds of food. Jesus calls us, friend, to something more than that. I mean, as followers, we're called to love in the way he loves. And today we're going to talk about loving our enemies. Oh, this is going to be a fun study today. This is going to be a hard study, in fact. If you have your Bible, go ahead and turn to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. We're going to look at verses 43 to 48, loving our enemies. Because think about this. As believers, we're called to be set apart anyways. We're called to be different in a good way for the kingdom of God. So again, Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 to 48, Jesus talking here. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? You know, friend, I don't know about you, but these are some tough passages here. I mean, Jesus wasn't talking about just simple Christianity here. I mean, he was talking about denying ourselves. I mean, because think about it, most of the world operates by a simple premise. I mean, love those who love you. I mean, that's it. Think about it. Love those who love you. That's the way the world operates, because with that worldview, people only get into relationships for what they can gain from them. Every relationship is self-serving. Thus, if a relationship ceases to give you what you want, you simply move on to the next one. Friend, let me be completely blunt with you. The kingdom of God does not operate that way. Jesus called us to love those who feel animosity, even hatred, towards you and me. In fact, he gave us an example from weather. When the rain falls, the evil receives the benefit in the same way the righteous do. This is God's common grace. It's common because he extends it to everyone, right? Look at verse 45. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. It's common grace. It's common because he extends it to everyone. This doesn't mean God approves of everything that happens on earth. It only means God's love is completely distinct from our love. He extends his love to people, not because they love him, but because it's in his character to do so. Friend, I don't want this to be another Bible study that just talks about how we need to love people, even though we are called to do so. How do you do that? How do you love? Not just, I'm not talking about the people that are easy to love. I'm talking about your enemies. Those people who would do their best to go out of their way to hurt you, to degrade you, to talk down to you, to hurt you and your family. How do we love those people? I'm not talking about those people who are nice and sweet and are friends. I'm talking about loving our enemies. That's exactly what Jesus is talking about here in Matthew chapter 5. How do you love those enemies? Well, friend, I think it starts with praying for your enemies. I'll tell you what, prayer shapes our hearts, because when we pray for someone who is, what's that word I'm thinking of? Maybe difficult to love, we will find our hearts being bent toward that person. It's hard to hate someone you are asking God to bless and help. Pray for them. Lord, change my heart towards them. That's a prayer right there. I'll tell you, that is a prayer right there. Pray for your enemies. Or here's another way of choosing to love your enemies. Maybe choosing not to gossip about them. Oh, I'll tell you what, choosing to talk negatively about somebody, I don't know, it just, maybe just the way humans are, but it just makes us feel better. When we're angry towards somebody, it's just easy to talk negative about them. Maybe a way of loving your enemy is choosing not to gossip about them. Or maybe when you hear that person who is sick, maybe sending them a get well card. I know this is hard stuff. This really is. This is tough stuff, because Jesus called you and me to be set apart. He has called you and me to be different than the world. And if he calls you and me to be different than the world, that means you and I have to deny ourselves. This is tough stuff. This is a tough teaching. Jesus said, if you only greet your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? If you love those who you love, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? Jesus is saying it's easy to love those who love you. It's easy to be friendly to those who are friendly to you. But Jesus is saying, sinners, the world does that. I want you to be different. John chapter 13, verse 35, Jesus said, by this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. If you love one another. Love is the greatest defining mark of a Christian friend. For the Christian who prays for their enemy, the Christian who goes brings food over to their home when they're in the hospital or when they're sick. Those who truly love demonstrate they have experienced the love of Jesus Christ. Those who truly love demonstrate they have experienced the love of Jesus Christ and are growing in their understanding of the great love of God in Christ. And friend, that's what makes us distinct, different. So showing God's love is what makes us truly distinct. It really is. So let's look for opportunities to stand apart from the rest of the world. Pray. Commit to pray every day for that one person in your life who is difficult to love. Have you ever been difficult to love? Have you ever been difficult to love? Think of someone who loved you during a time when you were hard to love. I think of my wife, who loved me when I was so hard to love so many different times, many times during the week. And sacrifice. You know, Jesus loves us sacrificially. What is one practical way you can sacrificially love someone this week? It's okay to love ice cream and puppies and college football, but don't confuse all that love with God's love. The love he calls you to walk in. He loves you, friend. Now go and do likewise.
When I look back at what I thought was living, I'm amazed at the price I chose to pay. And to think the sacrifice would be too great. When I finally reached the point of giving in, I found the cross was calling even then.
Sacrifice for us.
Craig and Dean, that's right, I have been crucified with Christ. Hey, friend, thank you so much for your right hand of fellowship today here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. And honestly, it is through God's grace, but also through your financial support that enables us to really bring you the programming that you enjoy each and every day. Our mailing address, if you feel led to do so, is Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843, or you can make your gift online at greatnewsradio.org and click on donate. Well, until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.